Zelensky fires Ukraine Air Force commander after F-16 crash. By Breitbart London on August 31, 2024. Kyiv, Ukraine, AP. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky fired the commander of the country's Air Force Friday, 4 days after an F-16 warplane that Ukraine received from its Western partners crashed during a Russian bombardment and killed the pilot. The order to dismiss Lieutenant General Mykola Oleshchuk was published on the presidential website. "We need to protect people. Protect personnel. Take care of all our soldiers," Zelensky said in an address minutes after the order was published. He said Ukraine needs to strengthen its army on the command level. Lieutenant General Anatoly Krivonoshko was appointed acting Air Force commander, the Army's general staff said. The dismissal came on the same day that Oleshchuk directed scathing criticism at a lawmaker who is deputy head of the Ukrainian Parliament's Defense Committee for her claims that the F-16 was downed by a Patriot air defense system. Ukraine has received an unspecified number of the U.S.-made systems. Mariana Bazula cited unnamed sources for her claim and demanded punishment for those responsible for the error. Oleshchuk accused Bazula of defaming the Air Force and discrediting U.S. arms manufacturers and said that he hoped she would face legal consequences for her claims. "The truth will win," Bazula posted on X shortly after the dismissal order was published. The Air Force did not directly deny that the F-16 was hit by a Patriot missile. U.S. experts have joined the Ukrainian investigation into the crash, the Air Force said. Meanwhile, a Russian attack on the northeastern city of Kharkiv using powerful plane-launched glide bombs killed 6 people, including a 14-year-old girl on a playground, and wounded 47 others, regional governor Oleh Sinyahubov said. The bombs struck 5 locations across the city, which had a pre-war population of 1.4 million people, the governor said. One of the bombs hit a 12-story apartment block, setting the building ablaze and trapping at least one person on an upper floor. Emergency crews searching for survivors feared the structure could collapse. In other developments, Ukrainian rockets hit the Russian city of Belgorod and its surroundings on late Friday, killing 5 people and injuring 37, said regional governor Vyacheslav Gladkov. The region borders northern Ukraine and comes under drone or artillery attacks almost daily. Zelensky pointed to the Kharkiv strikes as further evidence that Western partners should scrap restrictions on what the Ukrainian military can target with donated weapons. "The Kharkiv strike wouldn't have happened if our defense forces had the capability to destroy Russian military aviation at its bases. We need strong decisions from our partners to stop this terror," Zelensky said. F-16s are one of the weapons that could be used to hit Russian bases behind the front line. Oleshchuk said on Telegram that a detailed analysis was already being conducted into why the F-16 jet went down Monday, when Russia launched a major missile and drone barrage at Ukraine. "We must carefully understand what happened, what the circumstances are, and whose responsibility it is," Oleshchuk wrote in the post shortly before his dismissal. The crash was the first reported loss of an F-16 in Ukraine, where the warplanes arrived at the end of last month. At least 6 are believed to have been delivered by European countries. Military analysts say the planes will not be a game changer in the war, given Russia's massive air force and sophisticated air defense systems. But Ukrainian officials welcomed the supersonic jets, which can carry modern weapons used by NATO countries, for offering an opportunity to hit back at Russia's air superiority. On the ground, the Russian army is making slow but gradual progress in its drive into eastern Ukraine, while Ukrainian forces are holding ground in the Kursk border region of western Russia after a recent incursion. The Institute for the Study of War said it expected that Ukraine would lose some Western-provided military equipment in the fighting. But the Washington-based think tank added that any loss among Ukraine's already limited allotment of F-16s and trained pilots will have an outsized impact on the country's ability to operate F-16s as part of its combined air defense umbrella or in an air-to-ground support role. In other developments, European Union defense ministers agreed in Brussels to boost their training program for Ukrainian troops. Today the ministers agreed to raising the target to 75,000, adding 15,000 more by the end of the year, EU foreign policy chief Josep Borrell told reporters after the meeting. The training has to be shortened and adapted to the Ukrainian training needs, Borrell said. He added that the EU would set up a small coordination and liaison cell in the Ukrainian capital of Kyiv to make the training effort more effective. So far, 60,000 troops have passed through the BLOCS training scheme, which is conducted outside Ukraine. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.